In the middle of baseball's politics and money troubles, commentator Frank DeFord reminds fans the game is still about traditions.
Baseball opens. Every other sport just starts. Baseball worms its way into the culture. The existentialist who's on first routine is still our most famous comic bit. Casey at the Bat is accepted as the most popular American poem. And after the national anthem itself and Happy Birthday, the third most played song in the land is, of course, Take Me Out to the Ballgame. All you need to hear is that first long, raucous growl of a note. Tick! And every American worth his stars and stripes knows what song is coming and has since Handsome Jack Norworth wrote those immortal lyrics 94 years ago this month. Handsome Jack, a vaudeville tenor and songwriter, otherwise most famous for Shine On Harvest Moon, was on his way into Manhattan when he looked out the train window and saw a sign, Baseball Today, Polo Grounds. Inspired, even if he'd never seen a single game in all his life, Norworth immediately scribbled two verses and a refrain on a sacred scrap of paper that is now enshrined in the Hall of Fame. In Manhattan, he took his lyrics to Albert von Tiltzer, a tunesmith best known for I'll Be With You in Apple Blossom Time, and Put Your Arms Around Me, Honey, Hold Me Tight. And with equal rapidity, von Tiltzer composed the music, even though he, too, had never set foot inside a ballpark. Next part was even easier. As befits a man known as Handsome Jack, Norworth was married to Nora Bays, the most popular chanteuse in the land, and with Nora singing it, Take Me Out to the Ball Game was an instant hit. In fact, one major irony about the song is, and no matter how many times you heard Harry Carey sing it, it is written to be sung by a woman. The first verse, which you never hear, begins, Katie Casey was baseball mad, had the fever and had it bad. Her beau wants to take her to a show, but instead, Katie sings, well, you know what she sings.
Take me out to the ball. And Cracker Jacks. I do not care if I ever get back.
In 1927, for some reason, Handsome Jack changed Katie Casey to Nellie Kelly and tinkered with some of the words in the verses. He didn't mess around with the refrain, though. The other great irony to Take Me Out to the Ball Game is that it's a sports song about losing. Handsome Jack had to find something to rhyme with game, so he chose shame and suggested the home team would lose. And then, of all things, he featured, no, not a home run, but baseball shame, a strikeout. In a way, Take Me Out to the Ball Game was sort of the first country-western song about breaking hearts and losing. Jack, Jack, why didn't you write, If we win big, it's no shame, for it's hits, runs, and victory is ours at the old ball game. But he didn't. A guy who could write Shine on Harvest Moon obviously knew what he was doing. Who knows, maybe he never saw Harvest Moon either. Norworth finally did manage to see a game in 1942, 34 years after he wrote the song. There is, however, no evidence who finally took Handsome Jack out to an old ball game or whether they played his song that day. So he heard everybody singing,
Hey, take me out to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd.
Frank DeFord is senior contributing writer at Sports Illustrated. He joins us every Wednesday from member station WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut.
If they don't win, it's a shame, because it's one, two, three strikes, you're out at the old ball.